Community health centers provide primary and dental care to low and moderate income people throughout Massachusetts. In fact, they're the providers of care for many Boston residents. The Whittier Street Health Center in Roxbury is experiencing a high turnover rate among doctors and other health care professionals there, and some of them are pushing for a change in management. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Almost as soon as Dr. Sharar Andalcio started working at Whittier Street, he faced a problem. He did not feel competent to provide care for HIV-positive patients as instructed. Andalcio asked for clinical training under the supervision of an HIV specialist, but says instead he received a PowerPoint presentation.
There was some handouts, but there was no clinical training.
Still, Andalcio kept treating HIV-positive patients. In fact, more patients. Whittier Street's Human Resources Director says Andalcio and other physicians were not expected to treat HIV-positive patients, just to refer them to medical personnel at the clinic trained to treat them. Andalcio says that's not true. He adds that if an HIV-positive patient was put on his schedule, he felt legally obligated to take care of that patient. Three employees who worked with him confirm Andalcio was directed to provide treatment to HIV-positive patients. Andalcio claims he was treating these patients because of a high turnover rate among doctors at Whittier Street.
Patients are just left in the dust without the capacity to transition their care. And so when they need certain things like refills, paperwork, you know, blood work, etc., it has to go somewhere. And so it goes to the providers that are still there, but there isn't the capacity to actually get the work done and to take care of these patients. And so we're really providing suboptimal care.
In an email, CEO Frederica Williams says turnover is a major issue at health centers in general because these clinics hire providers new to the profession who move on after getting 1 or 2 years' experience. But four of the providers who claim they were forced out from Whittier Street in the past 4 years had spent years working there. By Andalcio's calculation, of the 22 doctors and nurse practitioners working in primary care and OBGYN 2 years ago, 20 have left. Whittier Street declined to provide numbers on turnover. But internal emails and interviews with 16 current and former doctors, nurse practitioners, and nurses reveal a pattern of people either being forced out after they raise concerns or resigning out of concern for the safety of patients. Katrin McDonald resigned as a nurse practitioner at Whittier Street. She says when people tell management they need support, management does not want to hear it.
There's a real tone of disrespect. People don't feel like they can make suggestions and be free to speak up and bring evidence-based practice to the clinic.
Until late last month, when he was laid off, Dr. John Jewett worked in primary and urgent care at Whittier Street.
It's especially frustrating when you have a lot of good ideas about how to make patient care better, but you're not listened to. So you inevitably try to speak up a little bit at Whittier to try to let the managers know that there are better ways of doing things. But when you do that, you know, often get reprimanded, intimidated, even fired. Numerous providers have been fired simply for speaking up.
Jewett is one of six healthcare providers who report feeling forced out for speaking up. In addition, they report the center's longtime, much beloved medical director was similarly forced out. He could not comment because he signed a non-disclosure agreement. Jewett says he was reprimanded for sending emails to Williams asking her what role a new medical director would play and about the impact of a large increase in the number of primary care patients at the clinic. He claims he was fired in August for organizing a union, for contacting a board member about problems at Whittier, and for sending an email to the medical director about the patient load of each healthcare provider. He says he was placed on administrative leave after the union intervened. Whittier Street did not respond to a request for comment on Jewett's claims. In June, Whittier Street medical providers voted to unionize. Williams fired 14 people right before the union election, but rehired them after Mayor Marty Walsh intervened. Now the union says it's received notice from Whittier Street that an unspecified number of layoffs are coming. Current and former healthcare providers at Whittier Street tell WBUR that many of the people who were previously laid off are the same people who led the union effort, including Jewett. They believe they were forced out first for raising concerns about the provision of healthcare at Whittier Street, then for organizing a union. Through a public relations firm, Williams declines to comment on the latest layoffs and denies intimidation. Dr. Andalcio insists Whittier has a history of forcing providers out.
It's a real disservice to the community, to the patients, and it's a real lost opportunity, especially in a community that's poor and that has suffered historically. It's really disheartening that management, including the CEO and president, would drive these people out, and that she creates an environment that isn't receptive to the work that we should be doing.
I think our executive director has done an outstanding job.
The chairman of Whittier Street's board, Pastor Gerard Bell, says Williams and the board are working to serve people in the neighborhood who otherwise would receive no health care.
The doors are open, and we're fighting tooth and nail to ensure that they remain open and that we provide a patient-centered, high quality of excellence in health care.
Bell says in an email that Williams has been a CEO for 16-plus years and led the growth of the organization. In addition, he notes that to help clear a budget gap this year, Williams is taking a more than $50,000 pay cut. Before that cut, Williams earned a base salary of more than $413,000, slightly more than the CEO of the East Boston Health Center, which serves more than three times as many patients, and tens of thousands of dollars more than the CEOs of Codman Square Health Center and Dot House Health, both of which serve slightly more patients. Williams initially invited WBUR to the health center to interview her and other employees, but later said she was too busy. 15 nurse practitioners, nurses, other employees, and board members contacted WBUR to defend the health center or Frederica Williams. Some said it was at Williams' urging. Julianne Ahern is a pediatric nurse practitioner.
Honestly, I love Whittier Street. I've been very fortunate. I've been supported. I was believed in. I was nurtured. We've initiated great programs in my time here. We're really meeting needs of the community that weren't previously met, and I believe in the work we're doing.
But there is a financial crunch. Whittier Street says last year it was unable to maintain a minimum operating reserve required in its mortgage. The center says it's fully current on its mortgage payments, but Williams's executive assistant said in an email in September that the center is trying to avoid defaulting on its building mortgage. One entire program was dropped, orthodontics, but it's unclear whether that's due to Whittier Street's financial difficulties. In May, an email from the chief financial officer showed orthodontics was one of four departments making money. But soon after the orthodontist who ran the program showed up at a union rally in the summer, he received an email telling him the program was being closed because it was losing money. So now, Dr. Michael Abaddon says 60 patients, mostly teenagers, are left without an orthodontist.
Many, many are at the very end of their treatment. There are some that all they need are their braces taken off. I can't do it. They won't let me do it.
Whittier Street says it dropped orthodontics because it wants to focus on general dentistry, and orthodontic patients will be appropriately transferred to care. But Abaddon says because most are MassHealth patients, and MassHealth has already paid for their treatment, no one else will take them. Dr. Andalcio has left the health center too. He says he was seeing up to 24 patients a day without needed support staff and became worried he might make a medical error. He says his complaints about the increased number of patients and the lack of support and his warning that healthcare was suffering had gone unheeded. To make sure patients had time to be assigned new doctors, he gave 3 months' notice. But instead, he was fired a month later.
And my last patient I'm seeing, HR director comes down to get me. And so I tell my patient, hey, sorry, I'll be right back.
He was not able to get back to his patient. He was handed a stack of severance checks and a non-disclosure agreement.
I get walked out to the car. I give him my badge. As I'm driving off, a couple minutes later, he says, actually, you do need to sign that document. We're going to cancel the checks unless you sign that document.
Andalcio refused. Whittier Street canceled the checks. The health center declined to comment. The solution to the clinic's woes, says psychotherapist Reagan McNeely, is for CEO Williams to go.
When you work in a place where there's so much division, so much fear, so much inability to just speak openly, you can't make improvements. And frankly, your coworkers drop, and you find out later what happened to them, but management won't tell you. That's the painful part. People disappear, and you reach out to them, and you hear, oh my God, yep, that happened to you too.
McNeely was laid off last month. He believes it's because he supported the union. The National Labor Relations Board is investigating union charges that the health center is retaliating against employees for union activity and refusing to provide financial information to the union. Current and former employees say they hope the union will force the health center to operate with transparency. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.